Grayscale's 1.1B staking machine turns rewards into cash payouts. Grayscale has built a mechanism that treats staking yield less like a compounding asset and more like a dividend. According to reporting from CryptoSlate on August 11, 2026, three of the firm's spot crypto funds, ETHE, GSOL, and GAVA, are structured to sell the staking rewards they earn at least once every quarter. That turns more than $1.1 billion of staked crypto into a recurring stream of cash distributions for the fund's shareholders. The design solves a real problem for regulated products. It also hands the market a predictable, calendar-driven flow of sell pressure. The mechanics behind the payouts, spot crypto ETFs that hold proof-of-stake assets, face a question that never comes up with a Bitcoin fund. The underlying coins generate yield. Ethereum, Solana, and other proof-of-stake networks pay validators for locking up tokens and helping secure the chain. A fund holding those assets earns that yield automatically. Grayscale's answer is to harvest it on a schedule. ETHE, its Ethereum vehicle, GSOL, its Solana vehicle, and GAVA are each set up to liquidate accrued staking rewards at least quarterly. The proceeds flow to holders as cash rather than being reinvested into more of the underlying token. Investors get a tangible payout they can see in a brokerage statement, and the fund avoids holding an ever-growing pile of freshly minted crypto it would otherwise have to track and value. The $1.1 billion figure is the staked base generating those rewards, not the size of the payouts themselves. The distributions are the yield skimmed off that base, sold at least four times a year. Convenience carries a structural cost. For a shareholder, cash beats complexity. A quarterly distribution is easy to understand, easy to tax, and easy to spend. It also sidesteps the operational headache of a fund constantly acquiring more tokens through staking and then deciding what to do with them. The trade-off is that reinvestment stops. An investor who stakes Ethereum directly can compound the rewards, letting the position grow token by token over time. A Grayscale holder receives cash instead, and compounding only happens if they manually buy back in. Over multiple years, that difference in approach can separate two otherwise identical positions by a wide margin, depending on how the token price moves. There is a market dimension too. Forced quarterly sales mean the funds are programmed sellers on a known cadence. Each liquidation puts a slice of ETH, SOL, and the GAVA asset onto the market, regardless of price or sentiment. The individual sales are small next to daily volume, but the pattern is the point. This is supply that arrives on a schedule, not when a manager decides conditions are right. Staking ETFs stop pretending to be growth vehicles. The structure clarifies what these products actually are. A staking ETF that distributes rewards quarterly behaves more like an income instrument than a pure growth bet. The token price still drives most of the return, but the yield component is siphoned off and delivered as cash rather than left to compound inside the fund. That framing matters as more issuers race to wrap proof-of-stake assets in regulated products. Grayscale itself has been reshaping its lineup, recently pulling ETF registrations for Cardano, Hedera, and Polkadot, even as it leans into the staking income model for its live funds. The mandatory sale approach is one template for how a U.S.-regulated vehicle can hold a yield-bearing asset without running afoul of the operational and tax questions that come with automatic reinvestment. The broader tokenization and fund flow picture stays mixed. Spot crypto ETFs have pulled in strong weekly inflows across BTC, ETHE, SOL, and XRP through August 2026, so demand for regulated crypto exposure is clearly there. Grayscale's staking machine is a bet that some of that demand wants income, delivered on a predictable clock, rather than the do-it-yourself compounding that direct staking offers.